This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joining me on the line right now is Rachel Lowry. She is from the Melbourne Zoo. She's a community conservation manager. Rachel, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on your program, Adam.
Now, there is a thing in mobile phones called coltan, which is a mineral. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, coltan's actually extracted from a metallic ore, so it's actually a small piece of metal.
Got you. And the problem, well, where it normally comes from, or a large majority of it comes from Africa, is that right?
Yeah, so 80% of the world's reserves are located in Africa, majority being in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay, and I believe it's actually being illegally mined there, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, and unfortunate.
Yeah. Now, one of the other problems with it being mined there is that would be fine and well if there wasn't anything there, but it also is where we have a lot of great apes, is that correct?
Yeah, a lot of our last remaining primate populations are residing in the very sites where this coltan is being mined.
So what are some of the great apes that you'd find there? Is it like chimpanzees and that type of thing?
Yeah, chimpanzees and gorilla species, such as your eastern lowland gorilla, is one species that's being particularly impacted by the mining of that metal.
And it's forest land there, is it? Or
yeah, it's really rough, thick forest. So it's quite mountainous, and when you get into the areas where these populations of gorillas and chimps have been able to survive for a long time, it's often been very hard for humans, especially poachers who are quite good at that thing, actually accessing those areas until now, where the mining trucks are actually paving ways for people to come through.
Because if you rip everything out, there's nowhere to hide anymore, is there?
That's right, you're making way for trucks and things like that, and therefore people can access these primates as well.
So this would obviously be affecting their the populations. Are some of these great apes now becoming endangered because of the action that's happening in Africa?
Yeah, very much so. So we're extremely concerned about the population decreases as a consequence of this mining process.
Fair enough. So they get this mineral coltan. It goes in mobile phones. We all use mobile phones.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's right.
Now, obviously, because people seem to be buying mobile phones a lot these days, don't they?
Really, really a lot. We've actually got some current figures that suggest that in the last 12 months in Australia alone, more than 9 million mobile phones were purchased. And in the next 12 months across the world, we will expect more than 1 billion mobile phones to be purchased. And that's a lot of mobile phones in just a one-year period. But I think what's even more alarming than that is the rate of which we're updating our mobile phones, which on average in Australia is every 18 to 24 months.
Wow.
So it's a huge cost, really, to the earth, because I don't think many people, including myself until I was exposed to this issue, really think about where all the different metals and minerals that are mined to actually form these mobile phones come from.
Yep, so basically whenever you're buying a new mobile phone, you are in a way contributing to the decline of gorillas and chimpanzees in Africa, because that's where the coltan is being mined from.
Well, it's a large possibility. There are some mining sites, such as in Western Australia, where manufacturers are able to purchase their coltan from, but unfortunately we are finding it really difficult to track where the illegal mined coltan is being sold. So we know it is making it onto the market because it's cheaper, and so it's hard to know whose phones they're going into. So it's very possible that that's the case.
Now, one of the good things that the zoo is doing is they've got a new campaign. It's called They're Calling On You. Tell me about that.
Well, They're Calling On You is really trying to change this threatening process by actually saying our mobile phones don't need to be a threat to primate populations any longer. In fact, there are so many mobile phones in Australia that are sitting in people's drawers that are unused that contain this coltan piece, which is coating the capacitor in their mobile phones. And fortunately, old mobile phones can be refurbished and made into new mobile phones. So the idea of They're Calling On You is that it's asking people to donate their mobile phones to this program. And in doing so, we refurbish the phones, and instead of mining more materials, we make new phones from old phones, and therefore we sell these phones and a portion of the proceeds go straight back to Africa to help heal some of the damages of the mining and work with chimpanzee and gorilla rehabilitation.
Wow, what a great idea. Now, if someone, and I'm sure there are many people out there that have an old mobile phone kicking around somewhere, how can they get it to you?
There are a few ways, if people are visiting Melbourne Zoo, they can pick up a postage paid recycling satchel, so it doesn't cost them anything, and they pop it in. But for people that can't make it out to the zoo, they can head to our website, which is www.zoo.org.au, and from there they can click onto our campaign website, the They're Calling On You homepage, and they can download a postage free recycling label. So all they need to do is print that off, stick it onto a parcel or an envelope that they pack their mobile phone in. It doesn't need to cost them anything, and it gets sent in.
Beautiful. So a very, very easy thing to do to make a very big difference, and it will take a minute of your time and cost you pretty much nothing. Is that right?
Yeah, it need not cost people anything, and it actually raises some well-needed funds for the Jane Goodall Institute, because Jane Goodall's doing some amazing work and her team over in Africa, so we're supporting them. And the Aussie Recycling Program are helping to sponsor this initiative by refurbishing the phones for us.
Beautiful. Well, Rachel, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us today. Of course, everyone, I encourage you to go to zoo.org.au and print off the free postage thing if you can't get to the Melbourne Zoo, and get your mobile phones out of your drawers and doing some good instead of doing nothing and collecting dust. Is that right?
That's right. Thanks very much.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
That was Rachel Lauer. She's a Community Conservation Manager for the Melbourne Zoo. If you'd like to find out more, zoo.org.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.